Time now for Glenn Mack now to give us some bold predictions. The Mack Man, Mick Mackaman, Mick Glenbow.
Thank you, Jody Mack.
Yeah, well, there you go.
Nice to see you again. It always was.
Time's yours, Andy Reid.
Here you go. Number one, coming off a really poor game in which he was rusty, D'Amico Ryans is going to have a big week this week. He's going to lead the Eagles in tackles, and Dave Spadaro, he's going to have one of these above. I see it. Either a sack, a forced fumble, or at least he doesn't have a tackle for a loss this year. He's going to have that. I think he matches up against the muscle hamster than he did against Miami's quicker running backs. I think it's going to be a good game for D'Amico Ryans.
You're smelling, Glenn, a takeaway, something the Eagles didn't do last week against Miami. And that was really, that really came back to haunt this
team. Sure it did, because they had been doing it all year.
Yep.
Miami punted seven of its last nine possessions, and yet they win the thing.
Yep.
That makes no sense. All right, here you go. Number two, you are going to be remembering and cursing the name Kwon Alexander. Who is he?
Right.
He is a rookie. He was their fourth-round pick. He's kind of their Jordan Hicks, fourth-round pick, middle linebacker for them. He's got two interceptions. He's got a couple of sacks this year. He's coming on really nicely. They see him as a big part of the future. 21 years old. Now, here's the one thing I would say. He's only 6'1½", 227 pounds. So if you can put a body on him, I think you can be effective against him, but I think that's going to be the name that everybody's going to go, who the heck was that, and how did he hurt us?
And that body would be Jason Kelce, who has been really hard on himself this week. What's interesting about Tampa Bay is they're just so young. They're very, very talented. The quarterback, Jameis Winston, a rookie. They've got two offensive linemen who are rookies, Kwon Alexander, a rookie. They're getting excellent mileage from their draft class. That certainly helps when you draft number one overall. But Jason Light and his crew down there rebuilding on the run with Lovie Smith and doing a nice job.
Nice job.
And Kwon Alexander is somebody who's really fast to the football. Be a good match against Kelce's agility.
Looking forward to it. All right, here you go. Number three, the Eagles will have at least 30 first downs this game. Now, they had 29 last week, so maybe this isn't as bold. They had, I think, 34 against New Orleans earlier in the season. But here's what I think. I think with Mark Sanchez, the offense is going to move fast. We saw that when he came in. I think it's going to move well. The problems, of course, are turnovers and critical turnovers. But I do think the Eagles are going to move the ball well at least 30 first downs.
Okay, give me points then. How many points? First 20, downs.
I know.
Offensive points.
I know. 20, offensive points, 21.
21 points.
21 offensive points.
21 offensive. Ooh, D'Amico Ryans.
Maybe. Okay. I'll give you 28 points for the Eagles.
All right, we've got two more predictions coming from Glenn and our kickoff show that airs at noon on Sunday right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Make sure you're with us every step of the way as the Eagles get ready for Tampa Bay, and we're getting ready for the voice of the Eagles. He's in studio next, Merrill Reese on Eagles 360.